Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ayres here, of course, with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, the fall season upon us. It's the changing of the guard in our homes, right?
Oh my goodness, it's so beautiful. Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. We are so happy to have you join us today. We get to talk about all things real estate here in Utah, all the good news, you know, nationally and then specifically in Utah. So it's another great week.
And we always wish we could have like smell-o-vision, but for radio, right? Where we could tell you how good Heather's stores smell going into the fall. That's one of the reasons people need to come on down.
It's my favorite time of the year. I know Christmas, you know, for most people, it's Christmas, and I love Christmas too. And truthfully, we are getting Christmas out at our stores.
You know what?
There's glitter everywhere.
It's fine.
It's so
You're
much
the
fun.
Problem, Heather.
I
it's you. You
are the problem. I know it's not even Halloween yet, and we're already putting Christmas up. But I have to tell you, it's not my fault because people buy it.
I know.
And so
it's the demand. It's there.
I know. And we just try to always have very unique things at the very best prices. So definitely check out Osmond Designs for all of your Halloween, Thanksgiving needs, as well as Christmas. And I don't know about you, Lindsay, but I think a lot of people are preparing to have friends and family over for the holidays here quickly. So
yeah, I need to get my house clean. That's step one.
Don't procrastinate.
Step two, pick up the kid toys and then get it decorated. And I love that you offer interior design services. So like I can even take my existing furniture that I already have and I can just pay you a quick hour or two and you'll come over and rearrange my furniture because it's probably in the wrong place.
It may be in the wrong place. One of the biggest problems in interior design, specifically in Utah, in the homes that I go into and then also my team, is just scale. Just making sure that your furnishings actually match the size of the space that it's in. So that's really, really important. But today I'm so excited because we have such an awesome guest on the show and talk about, you know, specifically our homes. Sometimes we just have extra room. Maybe we have an unfinished basement. Maybe we have extra room in our garage. And, you know, there are opportunities to bring in additional income by renting that out. This is so cool. So I've heard about this before, but I didn't know all the specifics. So today we have Joseph Woodbury. He is the owner of Neighbor.com. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So cool. All right, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you ended up getting into this business.
Yeah, so we started this out of BYU, kind of one of those fun BYU startup stories. And it was actually my co-founder that had the idea for this company. He and his wife had just gotten married. A week after they got married, they were looking to fly down to South America to work for a humanitarian org. So, of course, they needed a storage unit. Mm-hmm. They looked into getting one and had the same experience that I think most people have when you look into storage. All the units close by were totally full. They were going to have to drive a half hour to the next city over just to find one with vacancy. And they were going to charge them several hundred dollars a month, which for them, you know, they're paying $10 a month for their Netflix and $30 a month for their internet. There's not too much you're paying $200, $300, $400, $500 a month for. Mm-hmm. For most Americans, storage is the single largest subscription payment they're making.
Wow.
So he said, you know, to heck with this, I'm not doing this. He found a friend that was willing to let him store his items in his garage. They left. And when he got back, he was picking up his items in his friend's garage. And he just thought, this was such a better experience. I felt so much more peace of mind knowing my items were in a nice, clean garage in a neighborhood I trusted. Plus, I saved a ton of money. There's got to be empty space in every neighborhood in the country. Why hasn't someone made a directory or a marketplace where you could just go look up what's available in your neighborhood? You know, we met up a few months later at school, and he was telling me about the idea, and it just absolutely clicked for me. I had the same thought, like, how does this not exist already? I thought all these good ideas were taken. So we started working on it and it just got kind of instant traction. Like it resonated with people. People were renting out, you know, people were like, yeah, I'm not using this space at all. Why not make some passive income off of it? And it started taking off and, you know, we both called our full-time jobs that we had lined up after school and said, hey, we're not going to show up. We're doing this thing instead.
So. I love the startup stories in Utah, right? Especially coming out of BYU. That sounds so perfect for the Utah market. So essentially, neighbor.com, you get on an app, right? And then you find someone close to you who's offering storage space. You pay them through the app, and then you can store your stuff there?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You can... We 6 years later, we now have active users in every city in the country. So we're the only storage operator that's in all 50 states. And it's as easy as, you know, just searching in your neighborhood. You pick the features that you want. You can pick, you know, an RV pad and store your boat on your neighbor's RV. You can store your boxes in your neighbor's garage. It's close. It's accessible. You pick the price that you want. And it's a very similar experience to Uber or Airbnb if you've used those platforms. It's the sharing economy.
Wow.
It's so cool.
I'm blown away. I think it's so cool.
I love how the most simple ideas turn into like probably multi-million dollar businesses.
I know. And I just think what a great opportunity for people to bring in additional income. It's incredible. I mean, how many basements in Utah are not being used? Or just a room in the basement or whatever.
Yeah, now I'm thinking through my house and I'm like, what space do I have? I need some extra cash.
I mean, we're talking extra vacation money. It could be a car payment. I mean, food. I mean, this is a great opportunity, especially in with the inflation and the economy. You know, it are just squeezing each and every one of us. What a great, innovative way to be creative about bringing in more money with just the what you have currently.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear the stories that roll in. You know, you mentioned saving for a vacation. We've literally had people tell us, I set up what I call my vacation bank account, and the only thing that deposits into it is my neighbor income. And as soon as it hits $2,000, we go on a vacation, we wipe the account, and then neighbor fills it up again for us.
That's so fun. I'm doing it. That's so cool.
Okay, so an obvious question is, how does it work with just insurance? Do they have renter's insurance? Does the homeowner's insurance of the place you're storing that take care of that?
What if someone steals my stuff?
Right? How does that work?
Yeah, so that's we actually view ourselves, neighbor.com, everyone views us as a storage company, but the way we view ourselves internally is we don't sell storage. Our hosts sell storage. And our job as a platform is to provide trust and protection. That is fundamentally what we do. So on the host side, you sign up your space. We vet our hosts. They go through an ID verification process. We provide, very similar to Airbnb, we provide a $1 million guarantee that protects our hosts. And then on the renter side, most renters don't know that if you go to a traditional self-storage facility, they provide you no protection for your items. And I think the stat is 1 in 10 storage facilities is broken into every single year because they're all zoned industrial. They're on the outskirts of town. People know there's items there, and most storage facilities don't even have security cameras or even gates. So you can drive a truck up and clip a lock and be gone. We wanted to improve that experience. Neighborhoods to begin with are just much safer areas. I think if you just look at FBI stats, neighborhood break-ins versus self-storage break-ins, there's like a 10x difference with neighborhoods being so much safer. In addition, most storage facilities, they don't provide you any protection for your items. So if the whole place burns down, you're on the hook for all of your items. And we've heard some just absolute horror stories with that. Neighbor provides the best protection of any storage platform in the country. We're the only platform that I'm aware of that offers up to $50,000 in coverage for your items. You can select a plan that's perfect for you right at checkout. So there's different plans, like if you're storing a boat, than if you're storing some of your boxes.
Okay, so you pay a little additional insurance every month.
That's right.
Right.
The most I've ever seen, you know, at a storage facility, if they even do offer something, it's usually like $3,000 in protection, or at most $5,000 in protection. So it's our mission to be not only the cheapest storage platform in the country and the closest storage to your home, but also the safest storage that you can find in anywhere in the country.
I just think convenience is the name of the game. We just want it fast and easy and accessible. I don't know about you, but no one wants to drive 30 minutes to their storage unit. And like you said, just knowing that you can just jump over to your storage and get whatever you need, whether it's your boat or your motorhome or, you know, your windsurfer or I don't know, whatever people are storing in these is huge.
Yeah, there's an industry publication, fascinating read, actually, it's very boring, called the Self-Storage Almanac.
It's like reading a medical journal.
It's fascinating.
Like, nobody
to
cares.
You.
Just tell me the highlights.
Yeah. And they say exactly that. Of all the features that renters care about when selecting their items, whether it's price or safety or convenience, the number one thing is proximity. Hmm. Most storage users, they just pick the storage facility closest to their home. And still, the average drive time in the industry is 30 minutes. It's around 45 minutes for millennials because they're a little more price sensitive, so they'll drive further. And Neighbor provides storage two doors down.
Yeah.
Wow.
If my literal neighbor is on Neighbor, then...
Love that.
Yeah.
Or in the city, right? Maybe yeah. there's just people across town that you don't know of. I love that. Today we have Joseph Woodbury with Neighbor.com on the show talking about innovative and fun ways that you can add additional income to your home. Thank you, Joseph. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osman Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. Heather Osman with me of Osman Designs. The stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So if you're decorating for fall, if you need those pumpkin spice scents in your home, Osman Design is the place to do that. It's such a wonderful time of the year, Heather, for decorating. I think this is the start of Super Bowl season for you, right?
It sure is. You know, we're coming off of Parade of Home season, and we've been doing a lot of model homes and a lot of residential and commercial developments. But now we just get to focus on making our homes super cozy and get ready for the holidays, getting ready for the guests. All of the yard work outside is pretty much over now. So people are inside and kids are in school. We have more time, which is fantastic. And now we just need more money, right?
Yeah.
Just for getting ready for the holidays. We need to start shopping for all of those great, perfect gifts for all of our friends and family. And that's why we have Neighbor.com on the show with us today. We have Joseph Woodbury. Joseph, this is the coolest story ever. But if you are just joining us right now, Joseph, give us just a little recap of what we just talked about in the previous segment.
Yeah, so Neighbor.com is the largest nationwide storage marketplace. We're in all 50 states. We allow people to rent out space in their homes or businesses for storage, and then we fill it with renters from the community. Great way to earn passive income as an owner of property, whether that's a home or a business, and great way for renters to find storage that's cheaper, closer, safer than traditional self-storage options.
Yeah, so the first question we obviously asked is the security, right, of your stuff. Like, how do I know this person? It's kind of like with an Airbnb, too. How do I know I'm not getting murdered when I go to this Airbnb? But you do offer insurance, right? So it's like a monthly thing where you protect your belongings.
That's right. We have the best protection plans of any storage company in the country. I think we're the only storage company that offers up to $50,000 in coverage for your items.
And so it doesn't matter like what size space you have, whether you just have like a room in your house, whether you have some garage space, a shed, a backyard, maybe you don't want to store stuff outside, but all the way up to like office space, right?
That's right. Yeah, our mission is to take space that's sitting there empty, unused, just going to waste and put it to good use. You look at the storage industry and we've now built more storage facilities in the United States than we have McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Burger King's, Wendy's, Domino's, Pizza's, Walmart's, Home Depot's, and Costco's combined.
What?
And that's just the location.
Maybe we have too much stuff. Did we ever did anyone think about that?
Well, and that's a really great point is, at what point is all of our stuff worth storing, right? Is it replaceable stuff? Is it things with sentimental value? Is it temporary? Is it short term? Is it long term? I mean, there's so many factors. And
are you a hoarder?
Are you a hoarder? Do you have a problem?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we absolutely encourage people to clean out space because it not only is it the cost of paying for storage, but also the missed opportunity of being able to free up some space in your home that you could rent out on our platform
exactly.
and be earning money.
Yeah.
Now, there are items that have a lot of value to people as well. You know, if you want to buy a boat for your family, you've got to find a place to put that. And the reason the storage industry is growing so fast, I think we spend $5 billion a year just on new construction of storage facilities. And the reason is there's an affordable housing crisis that used to just exist in coastal markets like San Francisco, New York. Now it exists in markets like Austin, Milwaukee, here in Salt Lake City. You can't find a home big enough for your family and your belongings. You're going to buy a home big enough for your family and store some of those valuable belongings that you have somewhere else so that you can provide the space that you need for your family. And so it's important to recognize people have items of value that they're just not able to fit in a home that costs $250 a square foot. They can pay for a storage unit that maybe costs them, you know, a dollar a square foot per month. And it's much cheaper for that renter.
We also talk a lot about real estate and moving on this show. So if you're moving, oftentimes you need a place to store your stuff.
Or building a home.
Yeah, or building a home. Or the timing doesn't work out when you vacate the last one and get into the new one, right?
Absolutely. And like you were saying, storage units are very expensive.
Yep.
And they're oftentimes not close to where you live. And so it's very inconvenient. So if you can find something that is a better price and more convenient, I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer. I love neighbor.com for that.
Absolutely. Yeah, the average occupancy in the industry right now is 95%.
Wow.
So it's the highest occupancy rate of any real estate asset class, higher than office, higher than retail, higher than hotels, higher than any other real estate asset class that there is. We're just overflowing with storage in this country, and yet we're spending all this money to build storage, and we have space sitting around that's just not being used. We have empty office buildings. We have empty basements, especially in Utah, where every home comes with this unfinished basement. We have empty RV pads where individuals, they don't want to own a boat or an RV, so they don't have one on the side of their house. We can put someone else's boat on the side of your house. So why don't we use the space more efficiently than we have? I saw Bill Gates was recently talking about the largest environmental problems that we face in this country. And so often the attention gets put on automobiles or agriculture. But he said the single largest emitter of greenhouse gases is building of new buildings, the production of concrete and steel. Mm. It's kind of the sleeping giant in the room that if we're going to make a dent, I think it produces 40% of all global emissions.
Wow, that's incredible. We have neighbor.com is the business we are featuring today. Joseph Woodbury, who is the founder, is here with us on the show. I just love local business. Born in Utah, this neighbor.com idea right here at Brigham Young University. I just love how creative people are. And this is filling a need that obviously is so important across not only all of Utah, but across the United States. So props to you, Joseph. Great job.
Thank you.
Okay, so how do people find you?
We've tried to make it as easy as possible. We're just at neighbor.com. Also, if you want to download the app, we're the number one ranked self-storage app in the country. So just search Boat Storage or Neighbor or anything in the Google Store or the App Store, and we'll be the first result.
This is so cool. Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Again, we have Joseph Woodbury, neighbor.com on the show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and in Orem. Interior design services, all the furnishings you could ever need for your home, and they are stunning. That's not a word, but
yes, it is today.
The way I emphasized it is not a word, but they are stunning. And Heather always can get you up to date for fall. She can come into your home and get you looking pretty and smelling pretty too. We always talk about how good your stores smell, Heather.
Lindsay, you're a sweetheart. We absolutely love holidays at Osmond Designs. We offer interior design services. We have two furniture stores located in Lehigh and in Orem. We are almost 50,000 square feet between those two locations. And then we also have a 10,000 square foot warehouse that we have all of this great product that is in stock and ready, you know, to load in your truck and trailer and take home today, which is so nice. And then, of course, we also offer customization and you can special order anything. And luckily, lead times are so much better now. So that's fantastic. Today, we have neighbor.com is the business. And we have Joseph Woodbury on the show with us. He's the founder right here, local in Utah, Brigham Young University. Is where this idea came out of. Joseph, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We are loving all of the conversations. Tell us a little bit, you know, in a nutshell about your business one more time.
So Neighbor is a nationwide self-storage marketplace. You can rent out space in your home or your business for storage, anything you're not using, and we'll earn you thousands of dollars in passive income. Or you can come to our platform and find storage that's closer to where you need it. It's a lot cheaper than traditional options and much safer with better protection items.
Okay, so we got to talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts, because if I'm trying to make money on your site, right, I want to rent out some space in my house. How do I get paid? How do you get paid? Do you take a cut of that? How does that all work?
Yeah, so first, you're going to need to set your price. And the reality is most hosts have no idea what price to set. We actually allow you as a host to set any price you want. If you think you can earn it, you can set that price. But of course, for those that need guidance, we have the best self-storage pricing data of any company because we're the only company that operates in every city in all 50 states. And so we customize it to your location, the type of space that you're offering, and we'll give you a price. And we always say, if you use this price, you're 90% more likely to get reserved. You can also sign up for something called smart pricing, where we'll take over your price and we'll adjust it seasonally and do things to make sure that you're always rented and earning the most money possible. Once you set that price, we list it to the renters. And the way we make money is we actually charge the renter a service fee on top of your price. So you as a host, you're getting basically what you asked for. We're charging the renter a little more. The renter's happy because even with our service fee, our options are 30 to 50% cheaper than traditional self-storage. So it's kind of this win-win-win for everybody. And then the way you get paid is you're able to link your bank account. We use the same payment processor that like Amazon and Lyft use. And you're going to get a direct deposit every single month in your bank account for the money that you're earning. It's the most passive income available in real estate. This isn't like driving for Uber or DoorDash or Instacart. It's not a job.
Yeah.
This isn't even like Airbnb where you're going to have a customer come and stay for two nights and then you got to clean up after them.
Yeah.
Someone comes and moves their boat in. And they maybe access that a few times a year during the summer, and the rest of the year it's sitting there, and you're getting paid to do nothing.
Literally nothing. Okay, we talked a little bit about the security. Obviously, that's a big thing for people. You offer insurance where if you're putting your stuff somewhere, you secure that up. As a host, do I, like, I have to be in charge of communicating with the client? Like, what if they come in at midnight and want their stuff back? Like, how does that all work?
So you as a host, when you're signing up your space, you get to choose from a number of different access options, and it's totally up to you. So if you want to let people access the item 24/7, you can do that. If it's an RV pad and it's like, come get your boat whenever you want, great. You can also select business hours only or after hours only, or you can also say by appointment only, where if you want to access your items, you have to set up an appointment in advance so that you can be there. So we make it really easy. The renter can see all those options when they're booking a space, and so they can pick the access option that's right for them. And if you match up, then you're going to get rented.
This is terrible. You're not going to want to share horror stories with me, but I'm just like, I'm a journalist, right? So I have to think through worst case scenarios and ask you all the things. I mean, what if someone like tries to use my boat while they have it, or, you know, just kind of all of those what ifs that exist out there.
I don't know if we've ever seen that one.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm Miss Doom and Gloom over
here.
Can
you imagine? I'll store your boat and then I'll use it on the weekend.
You need to leave the keys because we need to make sure that the keys are here.
No.
So one thing we do is, you know, for a host, you're dealing with this renter, and what happens if a renter's storing items and they stop paying for that space?
Yeah.
Now you've got a boat in your space and the renter's not paying. It doesn't happen very frequently, but that's where we step in as well. We actually have a payment guarantee program where if they stop paying us, we'll still continue to pay them out. Oh. And we also take charge of taking the items and getting them out of your space.
Wow. Okay. So, you guys have thought of everything.
Seriously? Yeah, that was incredible.
My other thought was, what if the host won't let me come get my stuff, right? They're like holding it hostage, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a lot of these scenarios, you know, I think of other platforms that have gone before us, like Airbnb and Uber. Initially, when they started, there was this, what happens if I get in a car with a stranger? Mm-hmm. Uber. It turns out that people are very trustworthy. And it only gets more so on a platform like Neighbor, where you're using an Uber in a city where you don't live, or an Airbnb in a city where you don't live. You're using Neighbor in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so you're still going to live next to this person after this reservation is over. So there's a little social capital there as well.
Sure.
And of course, people can't do things that are illegal, just like they couldn't come to your house and take your boat and use it. That would be called stealing.
Okay.
Thank goodness.
Thank you.
They can't do that. This doesn't make any of that more likely to happen. It's still illegal.
I love that so much. Okay, so residential, commercial, investors, tell me about all of that. How does that work?
Yeah, so you get a lot of different types of users. You'll get we have a middle school teacher in Draper, Utah. I don't know what middle school teachers make, but I'll bet you it's like $40,000 a year.
Yeah, it's not much.
We don't pay our teachers very much. She earns $10,000 a year renting out space on Neighbor, which is huge.
Nice.
Huge.
Because she has a large property and she's able to fit multiple vehicles on that property. On the other end of the spectrum, we'll have individuals that own 10, 15 rental properties, and their yields on those rental properties are pretty set. Market rent is market rent. You're not going to get above market rent. And so they can't really increase their cash flow on those properties until Neighbor comes along, and all of a sudden they can take unused space at each of those properties. Maybe the mortgage on the property is $2,000, and maybe they're earning $2,300 a month on rent. So net, they're earning $300 a month. And then Neighbor comes along and they rent out one space on each property. That doubles their net earnings on every single property, mm-hmm. because it's just straight to the bottom line. It doesn't come with another mortgage. It just comes straight to your pocket. We'll even have people invest in properties. If you think about what it takes to buy a rental property in Utah, maybe $500,000 for a townhome, and you're going to earn $2,000 to $2,500 a month in rent. So we're talking $25,000 to $30,000 a year in cash flow. Well, you could maybe list that on Airbnb, short-term rental, and maybe your cash flow goes up to $40,000 a year. Or you could take that $500,000 and buy a acre and a half, 2 acre lot, and that's going to yield you about $100,000 a year on Neighbor. So we're talking triple the earnings of a rental property, same amount of cash into the investment. So there's just not that many opportunities for outsized yields, and it takes a heck of a lot less management for 3x the cash. Takes a heck of a lot less management than a rental property, where you got to be fixing items and responding to
toilets,
tenant requests,
and
all
yeah.
of that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. I was just thinking through, like, how much work do I have to do as a host? Because that's one of the reasons I always complain to Heather that I'm not a landlord yet, right? Because I'm like, I can't even keep my own house mm-hmm. functioning. It takes 3 grown adults to run a house with 2 kids in my life. So it's like, am I putting in a lot of work? I mean, you kind of explained it as more like passive income.
Yeah, we estimate that our average host earns about $950 an hour for each, you know, hour spent on the platform. It takes about 20 minutes to sign up your space, and then we do all the work to get you a reservation. Once you get that reservation, you have to message back and forth with the renter for another 20, 30 minutes to coordinate, move in. And then once they're moved in, you maybe have to talk to them for 10 minutes every 3 or 4 months. Mm-hmm. And so on an annual basis, you're earning thousands of dollars and maybe spending 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah,
that's incredible. Okay, so if I am interested in having neighbor.com list something that I own, what yields the most amount of money? Is it the acreage, like you were saying, and you can park cars on it, or motorhomes or RVs? If I'm an investor, what should I buy?
Yeah, it's literally just how much space you have. It's just a 1-to-1 ratio. With the more space you have, the more you earn. And we have businesses do this. So, you know, there's a gym in Los Angeles that the city required them to build all this extra parking, and they had some extra space inside the gym. they're earning $50,000 a year renting space out on Neighbor that they already had. And that can be life-changing for a small business like a nail salon or someone that's just required to have this space. We've had apartment buildings where the city requires them to build so many parking spaces per tenant. They don't use most of them. We rent it out for long-term vehicle storage. We've had office buildings. This is, I mean, you think about the office climate right now.
Yeah, huge problem in
so
Utah.
So much empty space.
Yeah. So much. I think in New York, the vacancy is over 50%
wow.
right now. Over 50% of New York office space is empty. And we can come in and we'll take the first one or two floors of a building and we'll convert them into self-storage and rent it out not only to the office tenants in the building, but to the broader community. And that can earn a large portfolio with properties across the country. We work with 10, $15 billion portfolios on Neighbor. So we can scale up as small as a basement in a house and as big as some of these portfolios. We work with them in 100 different cities.
Jeez.
And, you know, 10 properties in each city. We can scale up to that. And across a portfolio, you can earn millions of dollars a year in ancillary income. That really boosts your NOI and your IRR on the property.
That's incredible. We have Joseph Woodbury, neighbor.com, Utah local homegrown business, which I absolutely love to support. So glad to bring all the good news of neighbor.com to all of our KSL friends who are listening today. If you are looking to earn some extra money, definitely check out neighbor.com. It's easy, it's fast, it's safe. Joseph, I think you've answered all of my questions about how does this work? Because I didn't really know a lot about it. But lucky for you, we still have one segment left. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond. She's the owner and interior designer of Osmond Designs. If you missed any of this episode today, wherever you podcast, just search for the KSL Real Estate Show. We also have the KSL News Radio app, so you can find us on your favorite podcasting platform. Heather, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm so good. Fall is here. That brings people to your stores because we got to get our homes all pumpkin spicy.
Yes, we do. And when that Amazon truck arrives at your home, there's nothing better than opening the door. And then they go, what is that smell? That's amazing.
So
where do I find that? And I laugh every time and say, go to Osmond Designs. Go check it out. It's so fun.
When the Amazon man notices how good your home smells, you know it's good.
That's a positive thing. You know, we love the holidays. Don't procrastinate. Get to Osmond Designs. We have locations in Lehi and in Orem. Great gifting ideas. And, you know, it just makes your home warm and cozy when you have beautiful pillows and textures and throw blankets and all the good stuff that we all need for winter. So it is getting a little bit colder, though, I will say. So all of those things that we have been storing outside, we may want to think about storing those inside, or even better yet, we have neighbor.com on the show with us today. We have Joseph Woodbury. Welcome back, Joseph. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Good. Okay, so tell us a little bit. I know we don't have a ton of time, but tell us a little bit about your business one more time.
Nationwide self-storage marketplace. We're the largest storage provider in the country. And what we do is we allow people to rent out space in their home or their business. And then we allow people in the community to rent that space from those homes or businesses.
And I think we've grilled you on the security, the safety, the how do I make money? What kind of space do I have? All of those questions. So that's where I would invite people to go back and listen to the podcast, because you've assured me that it's safe, right? I'm a journalist, so I'm always like asking them, like, well, what if there's a bear that comes in and eats your stuff? Like, what happens then? You got to think through all these things. But you guys really have thought of so much.
Yeah, that's our job as a platform, is to provide the safest storage experience possible. We offer the best protection of any storage company in the country.
No, and listening to you today, I didn't really know a lot about your business, but I'm thinking my mom has extra space in her home and in her garage. My brother has a large home with lots of extra space. Why are we not renting out these spaces and getting, you know, mailbox money for them? This is incredible.
That's right. It's a lot of people, they've thought about doing this before. I mean, this idea is not unique to us. We've even seen people letting a friend store their trailer on their property. There just hasn't been a platform to systemize it. just like you may have given rides to people before, but Uber came along and they created a way for you to get a ride from anyone.
Yeah.
Now we've created a way for anyone to monetize space without doing any work.
Well, and I've used Turo, right, where I rented someone's car. I actually rented a Ford Bronco for my husband for his birthday. It was like his favorite car. Now he owns one, so that was fun.
He liked it.
And, you know, I've used Uber. I've used Airbnb. There was another app I was thinking of the one where you can rent camping equipment, whatever that one's called, right? Mm. So I've used all these apps, and now you have one for storage.
That's right. Yeah, and what I love about the sharing economy is it connects people together. A lot of these sharing economy platforms require a decent amount of work, whether you're driving for Uber or Instacart or DoorDash. Neighbor's just a super passive income platform, but it's also the most hyper-local platform. You use an Airbnb in another city. You rent a Turo when you're traveling. Mm-hmm. You get in an Uber when you're in Chicago and need a ride to the hotel. But Neighbor, we're literally connecting you with people that live where you live in your neighborhood. And the stories that come out of that are so fun. You'll have an individual that says, I've lived next to my neighbor for 5 years. We've maybe said hi twice. I wave to them when I'm going to work. But then I booked their space and I took my items over and they came out and helped me move them into their garage. And we got to talking. We realize we have a lot in common and we've become friends and now we go to lunch every Thursday.
And we've been neighbors for 5 years and never really got together.
I think that's the coolest thing ever. Yeah. We are so happy to have you on, Joseph Woodbury, neighbor.com. How do people find you?
We try to make it as easy as possible. So we're at neighbor.com. If you prefer the app, we're also the number one ranked self-storage app in the country. So just search boat storage or self-storage or Neighbor on the App Store, we're going to come up number one.
That's incredible. Okay, last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate show, and we are so grateful to partner with them. They are local and community bank, and they have been in business for 130 years. So not only do they do residential, commercial, construction loans, smart savings plans for your kids. They have the best loan committee programs out there. They meet twice a week, so you fill out all your paperwork and then it's approved within a few days. It's absolutely incredible. It's fast, easy, convenient. Again, a neighbor here in the community. They love investing in Utah, so we're so grateful that they are on the show. You've been listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Please join us again next week. Signing off, Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have had on the show today Joseph Woodbury, neighbor.com. Thanks again for being on the show, Joseph.
Yeah, thank you.
And thank you, as always, to Lindsay Ertz with KSL. See you next week.